A new government in Iraq began to take shape today, with the official certification of the results from the January 30th election. As expected, the United Iraqi Alliance, dominated by Shiite Muslims, came out on top, claiming a majority of the seats in Iraq's transitional parliament. The vote certification allows Iraq to begin selecting heads of state and government. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Baghdad.
The final results just confirmed the preliminary vote tallies. They showed the United Iraqi Alliance with just over half of the new parliament's 275 seats and just under half of the total votes cast last month. The Kurdistan Alliance ticket came in a strong second, and the Iraqi list of interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi took third. At a press briefing in Baghdad's Green Zone, officials of the Iraqi Independent Electoral Commission congratulated each other and the nation for its progress towards democracy. The commission's head, Abdul Hussein al-Handawi, said that the commission had investigated and resolved complaints that might have called the election into question. Handawi said that the commission was satisfied that the election process had been generally just and fair. Apparently referring to the ongoing insurgency, he said that there had been limited problems, but that these had not affected the election's overall credibility. The confirmation of the vote signaled the end of the first phase in Iraq's electoral process. Now the new parliament must elect a president and two vice presidents, who will in turn select a prime minister to head the government. Then by law, the legislature has until mid-August to draft a permanent constitution. If a national referendum approves the draft, new elections for a permanent government would then be held in December. Carlos Valenzuela, the United Nations election advisor in Iraq, admitted that the recent elections had not been perfect and suggested that major problems remain to be resolved.
And we do wish that as the transition goes along, the process become even more inclusive, and those who, for some reason, were not able to participate in the electoral process will be able to join all of Iraq in the next steps of the transition.
Valenzuela was referring to the minority Sunni Muslim population, many of whom felt excluded and did not vote. Some Sunni extremists have joined the insurgency, which continued sporadic attacks today on U.S., Iraqi, and government forces. South of Baghdad in Hilla, a firefight left two suspected insurgents dead and three Iraqi National Guardsmen wounded. Seven guardsmen were also wounded south of Mosul when a U.S. and Iraqi military convoy was hit by a roadside bomb. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Baghdad.